Should I go on?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
You look nice today. A Journal of Emotional Hygiene.
It has been so long.
Are you still cute?
No, that's one thing that I am not. I've gotten so much less cute.
Oh,
one of my friends came up with a new word to describe me, and that's shit troll.
I could not disagree more, and here's my way of proving it. And I think that anyone who knows you can absolutely imagine this scenario. I just like re-fell in love with the swimming pool. I forgot that you could just like stay at a hotel and go downstairs and just sit by the pool. It's the best. Mm-hmm. But Merlin, just imagine you're sitting there. You've got your TV guide for some reason. I don't know why that's my magazine that I bring down to the pool.
I like to follow my stories.
You've got your TV guide spread out in your chest, and you've got your big straw hat on. And you're kind of dorkily using your sunglasses to check out the girls, and you're just being an idiot by the pool. Mm-hmm. All right. Who comes up? Who comes up? Walking out of the hotel across the cement palazzo in his hotel-issued bathrobe, just looking like a goddamn lion. Then he comes over, looks at the chaise lounge next to you, says, is this free? Dumps his robe. Just looks like a fucking sleek sea lion. You know, strong, and then just jumps in the water, no splash. Adam, I can only imagine in the water there are sharks and there are whales and there are dolphins and there are seals and then there are lissagores.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like you're in that category of don't fuck with these animals in the water.
Right, that's true. I will clog a drain with my body hair.
That's your main means of defense. a squid has ink.
And I'm just sitting there, my hands are quivering, my TV guide is moist. And I am repulsed by my own feelings sexually, and yet denying them would be a lie to me, Adam, and the hotel.
Oh, it's so true. I love the idea of you and me, meanwhile, as Adam jumps noiselessly into the pool, you and I sitting there reading two different TV guides from the 80s.
From the wrong week. Golden Girls cliffhanger.
Simon and Simon. Which one's Simon?
Boing. No, totally. I mean, Adam comes in and he's got James Bond music.
Oh, totally.
Or possibly some kind of Tropicália, maybe a samba. He slowly, ruefully drops his robe like Phoebe Cates.
Hi, Brad. You know how cute I always thought you were.
Yeah. And for you and me, it's got to be Benny Hill. We're sitting there flipping around.
Not at all. I think you guys have much cooler theme songs than that.
Oh, man.
Adam,
have you ever thought, this is a good question because I haven't, but have you ever picked a theme song for yourself?
Oh, my God. That is a good question.
Because you get one. Maybe one per season. You can change it up a little bit every season.
Now, is it something that should retroactively cover where I am now, or should it be aspirational about where I'd like to be?
Yeah, I think where you'd like to be. Well, you know how a sitcom, in season one, it starts with...
Oh, it's like the long version?
Yeah. What would you do, baby? You know, it sounded a lot different in season one because they didn't have a lot of source material to draw from.
Right.
You know, like you and your pre-aspirational existence. But like now that you know kind of where you've been and where you're going, now you're like season six or seven.
Does Advil have a jingle?
I think in my head, I would like it to be an Alice type thing. you know. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. Looking good. You know, it's about the moving trucks. And you're going somewhere, and right. It's one day at a time, and you're Bonnie Franklin with a heroin daughter,
Polly Holiday,
and you show up, and everything's going to be better, right?
Kiss my grits.
Kiss my grits!
Wait, what were her grits?
That's a good question.
What on a woman?
Yeah. They're not her boobs, because boobs are not like grits at all.
Like nothing is like grits.
Yeah.
I mean, only some sort of secretion.
Well, I mean, have you ever had grits? They're unpleasant and they're moist.
Yeah.
They have an uneven texture, and people in the South like them.
All right.
I mean, theoretically, you know, one thing I never saw Flo wash her hands. I don't want to make a big deal about it. So my problem is, like, I want to be the moving van. Like, you know, I'm coming to town and things are gonna change. I'm gonna bootstrap my singing career.
Here he comes. He's Merlin. He's Merlin. Here he comes. He's gonna. What's.
He's had a lot to think about and he's figuring it out. But no, I think mine's gonna be more like Soap, like the previously on Soap. It's gotta be something a little bit, or like, you know, Casino Royale. Kind of. Like, it wants to be grand, but I don't know. This is something I'm going to let you guys think. Scott, can we come back to Adam at some point?
I guess
let's come back to me at some point.
Well, I think there's something significant here. I think we need to talk Adam down from the ledge, because I don't think he's aware of quite what he is packing.
You know, it's funny, because I've spent the last, let's say, 4 years trying to talk Adam up to a ledge.
We're talking like fourth or fifth floor.
You know, just something that'll do some damage.
Just for game.
Nothing crazy. Nothing
it's
crazy.
It's fun. You got to talk me on the ledge and then off the ledge and back on.
And then off the ledge.
You know, the thing is, though, this is all part of his bit. Mm-hmm. This is part of Adam's bit. Is he does not realize what kind of sexual musk he brings, regardless of the robe or the pool or the, you know, the Weltanschauung that he is thrown around at the pool.
You know what it is that I spend maybe 10% of my time thinking, God, I'm really handsome. And then I spend the other 90% of the time thinking, what a shit troll. And there's nothing in between. I never look at myself in the mirror and think, like, I look all right.
Right. Yeah. You cut a distinctive figure in a positive way part of the time, but usually you don't like it.
Right. Yeah. Usually I don't. But then, you know, when in the right light, if you stare into your eyes in the mirror for long enough, you start to see some humanity in there.
Boy, is there anything worse than accidentally seeing yourself when you're not expecting
no,
it?
Nothing.
Oh, God. Oh, my. Ugh. Look at that guy.
Yep.
Look at that.
Look at that guy.
Look at that asshole. Oh, wait. It's Adam.
Awkward cake.
Did you guys ever see Deliverance?
Sure.
I think Robert McKee addressed this in one of his chapters on kayaking. But I think there may be something. Which one of the four main characters, and don't make it weird, which of the four main characters in Deliverance do you think of yourself as?
Sure.
Do you think of yourself as like Burt Reynolds in that crazy vest?
Machines are going to fail. And the system's going to fail.
Right? You think of yourself as John Voight walking around with a pipe.
Gentlemen, we can talk this thing over. What is it you require of us? Mm-hmm.
Do you think of yourself as Ned Beatty?
Beatty.
Squeal louder.
Yeah, okay. There's one more. There's that guy.
The other guy.
Yeah, I think I might be that guy. Scott, you're definitely that guy. That one guy who's in, the guy who plays the guitar with the banjo boy.
God damn, you play a mean banjo.
Right.
Who's in, like, every Eddie Murphy movie. He's in, you know what I'm talking about, Scott?
No, I've never seen this movie. This is the
All the more reason to think you're that guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Ronnie Cox.
Okay. Ronnie Cox. That's pretty good.
He is definitely the angry captain. He's in Total Recall, RoboCop, Beverly Hills Cop, yeah.
I don't know. You know, in the mornings a lot of times I wake up and I feel a little bit John Voight. And I'm thinking I just need a couple puffs off this pipe and I'll be fine. Hmm. You know, sometimes after I've had my ADD medicine, I feel a little bit Burt Reynolds for 45 minutes. But I spend a lot of the day rolling some serious Ned Beatty. Sure. And then right around 4:30, I'm totally, is it Cox? Is that his name?
Ronnie.
Yeah, I'm Deep Cox around 4. So you've never seen this, Scott. You read the book.
I did. I read the book.
Yeah.
And then somebody had drawn, every time somebody spoke, somebody had drawn the movie characters into the margins of the book, so I knew who was who.
That's handy.
So I get what you're saying is what I'm saying.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, it doesn't have to be, you know, which piece of, you know, KFC chicken are you? I mean, it doesn't have to be an internet thing.
Right, right, right. Well, you know, just given those characters, I know I'm not Burt Reynolds. Like, that's impossible.
The thing is, if you hear an interview with Ned Beatty, and he's a very, very smart man, he's got a lot on the ball, you know, I think pound for pound, you go to a party today. Seriously, as we sit here, I don't know when this will come out, probably 2016. Sorry, I don't want to be a little conservative. But you go out and, like, you put two guys in a party, you know, you're going to gravitate more toward Ned Beatty than Burt Reynolds. Just as
right,
a data point.
Right, right, right. That makes sure. sense. So back to the pool. I'm kind of obsessed with this vision of us at the
I'm
pool.
Already back there with you.
Yep.
Thumbing through the guide. I call it the guide.
Flipping through the guide. And then, you know, each of us in turn, it's a hot day. The sun's beating down. We've got a delightful pool there to cool off in. Each of us in turn walks up to the side of the pool, jumps in, does our laps, and you know, some song is playing while we do those. Merlin's the theme from the sitcom Alice.
Going through life with blinders on.
Mine is the Advil jingle, pending further research. Adams, I just feel like Adams was, what about like orchestral and chaotic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it Holst the Planets? I'd be Jupiter.
Oh, that's the king. Isn't that the king of the planets?
Yeah.
Yeah. But didn't you have at least one phase of your life where maybe when you're getting dressed in the morning, you heard Carmina Burana?
So I picture Adam jumping into the pool, and instead of the two of us who had, you know, did a kind of leisurely lap, Adam jumps in and just stands there splashing and singing that song really loud. Before he jumps in the pool, he goes and talks to the lifeguard real quick. He says, "Just so you know, I'm not going to be drowning. I just have an untraditional swim style. So don't try to rescue me." And somehow, still, you would by far be the one that the ladies would flock to.
Of course.
And that's just a guarantee. I guarantee that. You just have that. You would heat up the pool.
Well, Scott, you see a man standing, flopping, literally splashing in a pool, singing the main melody from a Carl Orff piece.
Yeah.
And I think your grits are going to get a little bit buttery.
Hands in a derby.
Man, we were in Hawaii, and it was fun. It was great, except this one asshole, every morning we'd, you know, be out for a walk early, let's say 7 in the morning, and I'd see this guy out there by the pool calling chairs, and he'd call like 8 chairs. Ugh. He'd have various, you know, articles from suitcases that he would put on each of the 8 chairs, and then, you know, later that day, his whole stupid family would be there being stupid on the prime chairs. Oh, I hate it. The whole system of calling things. Look, I get it. You know, if you're in line at Arby's and, you know, your kids are being crazy and you want to just have them sit down for 2 seconds while you order the food, you can't object to that. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But that process of, like, the early call where you just go and show up and take more space than you need.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Just let it out. You're angry about calling things.
I am. I'm angry. I'm going to grow a mustache.
It's a flawed system. I mean, Scott, at any kind of a resort or hotel situation, the early risers always win.
Yeah.
And they're usually a little older,
yeah.
And they're often Dutch.
And they're determined to not have fun. Like, they're the people who are, like, professional not having fun havers.
But they're also, like, inside information people. Don't you think they're kind of like they've got, like, some kind of, like, book on how to win at Disney World?
Yeah. This is what we're going to do, okay? You're going to attack the Fast Pass in Northeast Corner.
Overlook Gem, Adventureland.
I'm going to pee all over car 17 at Space Mountain so that nobody else can use it. We could just ride it the whole time. Just ride it the whole time.
It brings together so many great traditions, at least in American culture. Now, first of all, I just want to stipulate, and I don't want to get super into it. I think Germans are big on putting towels down. I'm not going to get into it. But I think also it's a peculiarly American thing, this like insider thing. You got the special information. You're going to get there early. Yes, there is an inherent sense of justice and fair play in America, but I think that goes out the window at a pool.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I don't know what to do. I wish there was something I could do, like something I could say or some process that I can just be like, look, man.
Pools for everyone, bro. Pool chairs for everyone, bro.
Pools chairs for everyone, bro. Yeah. I could be the Robin Hood of Che's redistribution.
Oh, man.
He took from the very rich and gave to the other very rich who didn't have chairs.
Let's say you'd go down to the pool in the morning. Mm-hmm. You put your keys down, you put your wallet down, maybe you order a drink, you take off your flip-flops, you sit on the chaise lounge, and then you reach for the bottom of your t-shirt that you're going to pull up over your torso and then eventually, you know, up over your face and then your head, and then it'll be off of you.
No.
How do you feel?
No, I don't do that.
No.
No, I don't do that.
I don't think I've ever seen you bare-chested, either of you gentlemen.
Are you talking about the full vertical peel away?
Yeah, well.
So, yeah, full VFP is...
That's hard for me.
That's rich. Look, I'm not shirt in the pool guy.
You're not, no.
Right? Like, that's weird, and, you know, that doesn't actually conceal anything. But I am shirt in the chaise guy.
You are. Because you're fair-skinned, you don't like to burn. Are you ashamed?
I rent myself out part-time as Invisible Man. You know, you can see the inner workings of my heart and lungs.
For medical studies.
Yeah, for medical studies. So if I actually took my shirt off in the sun, that would endanger my livelihood and my translucent skin.
You feel bad when you take your shirt off.
I tell you, boy, I was at... So when I was in L.A. last, I was down at the pool... And I was reading, and so I had my shirt on. I was on the lounge, hanging back reading. And gosh darn it, if this just, just beautiful, beautiful Japanese girl and her boyfriend set up camp across the pool. And when somebody who's really hot is at the pool and you are there too, it just makes you feel like even more of a terrible, weird skeleton who just got his skin back and has gone like eating on like an eating spree. So I'm like bony in some places and soft in other places. And I'm never just normal in any of my places. I'm either bony or soft. So I don't know if she needs to see like, you know, bag of sticks and marbles.
But it must be easy. If a man from Alsace-Lorraine wants to buy you a drink, he could just say, how about the translucent gawky guy over there?
That's right. He clearly needs some help. So anyway, I was staring at the lady, and but I wasn't staring.
No.
I had my Paris Review that I was reading, except I wasn't reading it. I was subtly peering over the top of my Paris Review.
Did you cut eye holes in it? Slightly almond-shaped eye holes.
I brought a large oil painting down and cut the holes in the portrait eyes. A large oil painting of a very buff guy in a Speedo. And then I just had to have...
Like a Chuck Close?
I just had
Close.
To hold that up.
That's like a photorealistic 30-foot-high painting.
And then in each of the eye holes, there was just a face. No, I just was holding it down a little bit and looking over the top of it. And I thought, I mean, she's, what, 25 feet away? So there's no way that she's going to see what I'm doing. That said, the nosy lady 4 feet to my left absolutely saw what I was doing as I looked over at her, and she just had this kind of, you know, well, aren't you the worst look on her face? It was embarrassing.
Do women judge us for looking at other women when they see that?
I think a reasonable one would both judge and understand at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, they have eyes. They have feelings. They are looking, too.
Right.
They're not looking.
It's one thing to watch a cat try to ride a bike, and it's another thing to watch a cat who's kind of a dick try to ride a bike. And you think, God, you are such an asshole. This is something that's very difficult for a lot of women. And I think it's secretly difficult for a lot of men.
Right,
is you get to an age where you're like, holy shit, I am so not even, I'm not on the same continent as that woman. You know?
Right.
I mean, which makes you triple creepy. You know what
I mean?
Right,
right, right.
It's super weird. Now, the problem for me is I felt the same way when I was 13. Like, I never got a stage. I was a non-combatant then. I'm totally a non-combatant now.
Yeah. So it doesn't get any easier is what you're saying.
No. One thing, Scott, I mean, you enjoy things from Japan. Have you considered just embracing the fact that you're kind of a pervert?
Boy, gosh, I had not considered that at all. I mean, Yeah. I've always wanted to come off as seeming, you know, polite and not perverty.
Yeah. Well, you might come off a lot faster if you embraced your perversion. And here's the thing. She's Japanese. Really, let's be super clear about this. She's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe the part of the problem is that you weren't being creepy enough.
Oh, right.
Just for the sake of argument, what if you called, I don't know, the sommelier or whatever, and delivered like a sailor suit to her? Like a nice one. Like a nice one. And you gave her, I don't know, like a sake bomb.
An original PlayStation.
As a necklace. If you were going to go head-to-head with her boyfriend, let's say she's 25, meh, 30, whatever. You think she's seriously 25?
Yeah, I'm sure she was. Also, her passport said she was 25.
Yeah. You read Japanese.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I can read passport Japanese. A lot of numbers. I would say versus her boyfriend. Well, her boyfriend was interesting because he was very typically of his demographic, which is the new Japanese boy dandy. Hmm. They both got in carefully so they wouldn't get their hair wet. Ugh. You know, so I feel like if I were to compete, I would compete probably on raw ruggedness. And lose. I'd lose.
I'm a professional voice actor.
So, Adam, when you get to the pool, are you uncomfortable taking your shirt off?
Certainly. I don't think it's come off in a while. And I think that there's an expectation that there's going to be gross dudes around a pool. You're going to have to look at them. You're going to have to see their oily, gross, hairy skin glistening in the sun.
Right.
And their bulbous bellies draped over their drawstring shorts that are also crusty with semen for some reason.
Holy shit, you're Allen Ginsberg. That was nice. Jesus Christ, you're so fucking late, Adam.
Yeah, no, I know.
Bulbous.
So late.
Bulbous. Mama. That was nice. The Germans, they're like, the thing is, here's the thing. Like, you go to a pool and you see guy who swims every day, right? You see like 60-year-old guy who swims every day, and he could give a flying fuck. He's all furry and he's shiny and he's bulbous and he's got a swim cap and he doesn't have a care in the world. He's probably going to get diabetes, but he's swimming around and he's having fun. He's so much more likely to make it with a Japanese girl because you know what? He's full of an inner self-confidence that just says, I don't fucking care anymore.
Yeah, totally. Mm.
Right?
What do you do, Merlin? You have an inverted chest or something? You're a fairly average, normal body type. I think that you probably look pretty good with your shirt off.
Oh, I'll bet you do. You're one of those assholes who secretly looks pretty good.
Yeah. See, this is what I ride on. Is like you look at me and you go, you know, he's not that great looking, but he might surprise us. And I don't. It's so much worse.
That's two levels of surprise.
What are your physical flaws that are buried under that shirt?
Mm. Like in serious detail?
Mm-hmm.
If you took your shirt off, is there like one of those aquarium treasure chests kind of half sunk into your stomach?
It's like a clawfoot bathtub, but not in a good way. Okay. Well, there's like three parts to it. There's three miserable parts to my torso. I really don't want to get into this. At first, you just merely think it looks like several meerkats trying to get out of a laundry bag. And then when I pull it up a little bit, you go, oh, boy, this is the beginning of a very bad movie. Mm-hmm. And you pull up a little bit higher, you're seeing, oh, this shape's not going to work. And it goes a little bit higher. I don't know. I mean, once you can see my areolar area, I mean, it looks like a little bit like a sad face. And it looks surprised.
Do you have muscle definition? You have a muscular face. You have a strong jaw.
Yeah, I bet you have like two shoulders that look like strong jaws.
With lips and teeth in them.
They're talking too. They're all just talking.
I guess shoulder teeth. Yeah. No, I mean, to be honest, this is part of the problem. I don't know if I'm just getting more estrogen because of all the Chinese food I eat, but like I'm looking more and more like someone in the deep late end of their childbearing years. I don't think of myself as being hippie, but there's something very unflattering. I'm not much of a haute couture kind of guy, but like when I'm at a pool, like everything goes wrong, and then my dingus is gonna like sit unsteady in that little net, and I'm probably got my hotel like key in the back pocket. I'm worried about losing that. I got my TV guide. Oh, how about this? Remember Shirts and Skins?
Sure.
Oh, that was terrible.
That's that thing that older people talk about. I No offense. No offense.
No. None taken. I've reached menopause. I don't care anymore. I got the hips, but not the lips, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you probably just missed that, Adam, because I had to do in PE, I had to do everything shirts and skins. Huh. Yeah. And for some reason, I was always the only skins.
You're like the Pennsylvania Carrie.
That's the third dance move you learn at Arthur Murray.
They just drop communion wine on your head.
I wish that there were slightly more rules for what men should do with their nipple area. Because right now, my nipples look like twin Fu Manchus making a kissy face.
Oh, no. Are y'all like mole-haired?
No, it's normal. It's just, you know, I have a relatively hairy chest, and so that means that there's like some hair close to my nips. I know. And it has no wisdom. So
I discovered a forehead Fu Manchu like a couple of months ago.
What does that mean?
What this means is that I you know, my hairline is going higher, so mm-hmm. But there's one guy that just wants to hang on to my youth. And so it's sort of in the middle of my forehead now where I used to have hair. And it's long. It's long. It's like all the way down to my lip.
And you're a patriot. You're reluctant to take him out, right?
No, I can't kill that guy. He's my personality. He's there with me for the long haul.
He's the one who stayed when everyone else retreated.
He's like one of those Japanese guys out on an island.
Right.
He still thinks the war's going on.
Yeah.
Next time we're all hanging out together, let's look at each other's nipple hair.
Oh, God.
And I'll bet we could come up with some sort of fortune-telling system based on the way it's configured or, you know, humidity, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, I get it. It's like a Chestle I Ching.
Yeah. Between us, we have six. And so, you know, you can come up with a lot of combinations based on those six nipple hair configurations in a given day.
It's like a sundial.
Yeah. But for luck and with hair.
It seems strange to me. It seems like in trying to deal with the changing economy and, you know, differing tastes, they're always trying to find ways that you can upgrade. Like on a cruise, sure. You can always, like, get a nicer room. Or there's always, like, fake add-ons. Is there anything that that we could bring to the poolside experience that would help the Fu Manchu troubled man? Is there anything we could do to bring that lady down a peg? I'm just saying. I don't want to make it mean, but I mean, it just seems like there should be something where, like, men like us, very successful men with body challenges, is there anything that we could do to kind of just even the score a little bit?
Well, this is just one idea. I'm just throwing it out there to get our juices working. Mm-hmm. But let's just say that when you open the pool gate, a person is assigned to you, and based on your objective beauty rating between 1 and 10, that person provides inversely proportional feedback regarding your looks. So when I came in, the woman said, "Oh, hello, Mr. Simpson. It's nice to see you. You look great today. Can I take your shirt? Let me just take your shirt off. Wow, look at that. That is a really, oh my gosh, is that Mount Rushmore? Oh, okay. Have a seat. Here's a daiquiri. You look wonderful." And then, you know, when Michiko comes in.
Is that what you named her?
That's what God named her. I don't know if she knows that. You know, when she comes in, she's objectively, obviously, you know, 9 or 10. And she gets like an Italian guy with weak command of English, which is like, "You look stupid.
Did you have a big breakfast?"
"Every day for your whole life?
Is your hair supposed to look like that? Is your bottom wide by design?"
It is too bad that there aren't time machines, because that would solve a lot of this, you know. We would all just have to teleport to the point in time when you're 47, and everybody around the pool is 47, and nobody looks good or cares when they're 47. Like, you either don't look good, or you don't care, or both, when you're 47. So it's just the pool of 47-year-olds, and there's just one for every year in history where people could be 47. That seems like a simple solution.
That's like a Marvel multiverse thing. That's pretty complicated.
Yeah. Just to make everybody look the same level of shittiness at the pool.
I'm always going to be okay with my own thoughts and with my own body, like just in my own presence. I think I'll be able to be naked, but it becomes harder and harder to be naked in front of a, even an intimate, like a loved one, mm-hmm. because I get, as the years go on, I get grosser and grosser. I think I could reverse that time. We all can. It's all, we all have that power in our hands. I'll get a trainer and I'll start eating right. You know, so maybe a little work done just in the, a couple of areas that have always been problem areas.
See, that's the kind of thinking that's gotten me nowhere. I'm not saying you can't do that.
It's you got to work your grits.
Got to work my grits. I'm thinking I should go the other way. First of all, Adam, it sounds to me. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Wow. Was that your snare drum guy came in too early?
What was that?
I'm playing with my thing. I'm sorry. I dropped my thingy. Go ahead, Merlin. I didn't.
I can't top that.
And finally.
Sounds to me like success has become a hindrance for you, Adam, because until you really reach that kind of Robert Evans point where you can just have your wang out everywhere and people just feel lucky to have a glance at it, maybe you need to go the other way, you know?
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, my feeling is if I just let that freak flag fly, like maybe I just need to start packing on the grits and then I will get so comfortable. I'm telling you, here's the thing. These Germans, they are so like they're like what's her name? Veronica. Is that the one that eats the bubble gum in Willy Wonka? Who is it that turns into a blueberry?
Yeah,
Veruca.
Yeah,
Veruca Salt.
Veruca Salt.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. Is these people?
No, Violet Beauregard. Sorry.
Cut all that out. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Violet Beauregard. Did you think it was hot when she turned into a blueberry?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, me neither. There's a part of me that thinks, what is it? Was it being vanquished by the Allies? What happened? How is it that these people are so comfortable? It's like the bigger and bigger they get, the smaller the swimsuit gets, the shinier they get. They sit there and they keep moving their chair so they're directly in the sun.
You ever notice how they just turn to each other sometimes and just talk or smile?
Oh, like with people they know.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's so weird.
So weird. God, fucking, ugh.
Maybe we should just stay away from pools.
Well, what are some of the problems associated with pools that we're having? So, you know, you go to the pool, and first instinct is to take your shirt off because you can go swimming. Well, step one, fill in the pool. You just put cement where the water was, okay? And then people aren't taking their shirt off to go for a swim. That's step one. Now, step two is, you know, you don't really want to be all gathered around some deck chairs with a big 75 square meters of dried cement in the middle. So you put a ceiling over it. You know, you put it inside.
Mm-hmm. What if it's a low ceiling and it makes most Americans uncomfortable? Mm. Like only kind of small Michikos can fit in there.
Ooh.
But you get in there early because you put your towel on the fucking deck chair. You lay down like a gentleman. You're not going to hit your head. You're a tall man, Scott. But if you're already supine at the point when Michiko comes in with her goddamn rice burner boyfriend, you're going to have a foothold at that point.
This is a great idea. Really low ceiling. A lot of cement and drink. I mean, we just go down to my crawl space. We could go down to my crawl space and compare nipples. We're done.
Just one light bulb swinging.
And one German. One German.
Nine. You know, I think I described this to you guys before, but the locker room we had in my high school, if you can imagine, like the showers were these pedestals with, imagine like a hexagon of, you know, spouts coming out of them. So you're really dangerously close to people who are way more sexually developed than you. I just did not have the equipment to be in that garage.
Ugh. Yeah.
Adam, did you face that at all in your experience? You're kind of a hot guy, right?
Oh, I was darling. No, I was a real looker. So I felt good about myself. So I know what it's like on the other side. That's what sucks the most. I really did have an appreciation for my own good looks when I was young.
I really did. I really knew. I was good looking and I knew it.
Yeah. There's on Quora you can go and some people have asked.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Zero responses. Sorry, what were you going to say, Adam?
No, it's an interesting question that somebody asked. What does it feel like to be ugly? And then you can find the other question too. What does it feel like to be beautiful? And people, I mean, obviously there are many more ugly people on Quora to answer that question, but where did you go?
I'm here.
All right.
I just leaned away to pour myself another whiskey.
That's what I was doing too.
Oh, wait. Really? This is a drinking game where every time I talk, you drink.
This This has been You Look Nice Today, featuring Lonely Sandwich, Scott Simpson, and Hot Dogs Ladies. Thank you.
You know that feeling, though? Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Scott, again, you're gawky. Probably only Adam and I have suffered from this. But there's that point where you go, when I wore these last week, they were different. Uh-huh. And it's a horrible feeling. I had lost some weight a few months ago and was really happy with like the clothes fitting issue. And I got a little brazen. I got a little cocky. Mm. I rolled out and got some 33-32s and thought I was king of the world. And now it's like tight lacing, you know, it's rough. And I'm pulling out the 35s. I'm getting the fat pants.
Yeah. Yeah. Roxana went to American Apparel and got me some shorts the other day. And she was, you know, she was conservative. She wasn't aspirational. And she got me a 36-inch waist. And they did. They would not even close. They were laughing at me like from 3 inches apart. Like I could not. They didn't fit. So now I just have a drawer full of clothes that I'm going to one day fit into.
You guys, Merlin got to wear those pants, and Adam, you got to wear those shorts down to the pool. That German will get the sausage sweats.
Is that what they call it?
Oh, hello.
What?